I have a love-hate relationship with grief. Grief is very familiar to me, like an old friend who, in the past, was not very welcome. Why would I want to welcome grief into my life when it brings me pain and sadness? But over the years, I've learned that experiencing grief is a part of being human. And welcoming it into my life, as difficult as that is how I'll move through the grieving process and find healing. My name is Vanessa, and you're listening to my podcast, A Journey with Vanessa Chu. Since I started my podcast, one of my goals was to be as open and transparent as I can be, because every single one of us, even if we don't talk about it, even if on the outside we're keeping it all together, we put our mask on to show the world that we're okay, we all have a story to tell. We all have things to figure out, challenges and struggles to work through. In my last episode, I explained that I was taking a break from my podcast because I was grieving. That was at the beginning of October 2021. I was grieving a relationship heartbreak. I felt so devastated and sad, and I knew I needed time to heal and care for myself in a loving and healthy way. When I look back to a few months ago, I know I'm definitely a different person now than I was when I started the grieving process. I feel more certain in myself and more grounded. And every day I take some steps that get me closer to healing, even if it's hard and even if it doesn't feel like I'm getting closer to healing. Just because I'm a grief and mindset coach, it doesn't mean I never experience uncomfortable emotions when there's a loss in my life. It doesn't mean I have some magical powers where I can wave a wand and sadness and pain just disappears. I'm not impervious to emotional or physical pain. Grief can feel heavy and overwhelming for anyone, no matter what form of loss it is. I'm revisiting a book I read at the beginning of last year called You Are Here, Discovering the Magic of the Present Moment by Thich Nhat Hanh. And at the time when I was planning this episode, he was still alive on this earth, but died at 95 years old on January 22nd of this year. So it's even more meaningful and significant to me that I happened to choose this book to reread. If you haven't read this book or any of his other ones, I highly recommend them. Thich was a Buddhist monk and also a peace activist, and I just really love his philosophy and the way he presents his teachings. He also spoke, wrote about, and practiced mindfulness and being present, which is exactly what this book is about. This book is a pretty simple read, but if you are an introspective person like I am, there is so much to reflect on. And as I'm reading it again, a lot of the things he talks about throughout this book reminds me of the start of this grieving process and the process I'm still going through now. Before I get into some of the insight I've gotten from his book, I wanted to go back to the very beginning of this process where I was deep in grief and sadness and describe what that was like for me. Something I did every day, sometimes multiple times a day, was journal. I wrote down my thoughts, every emotion that came up, where I was feeling it in my body. I just wrote down everything. And when the end of that relationship was still fresh, about a week later, I had written a few very vivid images I had about how I was feeling when I was in the most pain. It felt like someone had reached into my chest, ripped out my heart, threw it on the ground, and walked away. And I was left there by myself on the floor, and I was bleeding everywhere. I felt so helpless, and I didn't know what to do to stop the bleeding. I also had this waterfall image in my head. I could see and feel a continuous, powerful stream of water falling down, and I'm at the bottom of the waterfall in the pool. And I'm struggling to keep my head above water. I'm paddling, but I just feel the pressure of the water pushing against my chest, and I'm having a really hard time breathing. I'm so tired and I'm exhausted from paddling in the water, and I just want to stop paddling and swimming because I'm so tired and I was just struggling so much. I absolutely hated the first 2 months of the grieving process. It was so hard, and I was feeling such an immense and overwhelming sadness, and I was crying all the time, and it was exhausting, and I hated feeling that way. I hated all of the crying. And sometimes I would tell myself, okay, come on, Vanessa, you've experienced so many relationship heartbreaks before in the past. You've gone through this grief thing before. You'll be fine. You can get through this. Can we just hurry the process along? You know what to do. Let's go. Let's get through it. But grief is not linear. You can't force yourself to hurry through the process. It just doesn't work that way. And if you have experienced any kind of loss, you know that grief comes in waves. So I made the decision to jump right into the water and learn to surf those waves because I knew that was the path to healing, even though I knew it was going to be challenging sometimes. I journaled a lot. I meditated when I had the energy to. I also focused on so much self-care, keeping my workout schedule. I made sure I was feeding myself, trying to sleep as best and as much as I could. I also asked for help right away. And I'm not even exaggerating. The second I realized that relationship was over, I was on it. I reached out to my therapists, coaches, my friends, family, because I knew that's what I needed. One quote I came across recently that really resonated with me was from Bell Hooks, who was an American author. And this quote is from her book, All About Love. She writes, "Rarely, if ever, are any of us healed in isolation. Healing is an act of communion." I didn't want to go through this grieving process by myself, and I knew I didn't have to. I knew I would need support, so I asked for it. I was talking with one of my friends when I was in the thick of things, feeling so much pain and sadness, and she said she could hear the tension in my voice. She could hear how much I wanted to rush through the process and just be done with it because I told her so many times that I hated it. It was hard and I was tired. And I remember she sent me a voice note and said so lovingly, how about trying this? Look at the hate you feel and soften it. Not the hate about the breakup, but soften the hate you feel about the grieving process, this grief that you're going through right now. She was so patient and understanding with my emotions and what I was experiencing. And after I listened to her suggestion, my initial thought was, no, I don't want to soften the hate. I don't want to do that. I'm going to hate this grief and the whole process and all the feelings that come up. And I'm just going to hate all of it. But I knew what was happening. I was resisting, and I knew that was making things even harder for myself. One of my coaches told me to continue to let my heart break open and let myself feel all of the emotions, you know, just whatever came up. I worked with this coach quite closely last year, and she knows how much deep inner work I've been doing and has seen me grown over the last year, and her observation was that I felt this heartbreak so much more because of all the inner work I'm doing and continually choosing to be vulnerable and authentically me. So in doing that, I have access to the things in life that feel super awesome and so great, but also the things that don't feel so great. And I really loved what she said about letting my heart break open and continuing to do that. And I knew I needed to soften the hate I was feeling about the grieving process in order to heal and move through it. In chapter 1 of Tick's book, You Are Here, he talks about how we don't have to struggle with our hate or anger and to treat those things with gentleness, respect, and tenderness. He writes, when you are dealing with pain, with a moment of irritation, or with a bout of anger, you can learn to treat them in the same way. Do not fight against pain. Do not fight against irritation or jealousy. Embrace them with great tenderness, as though you were embracing a little baby. Your anger is yourself, and you should not be violent toward it. The same thing goes for all of your emotions. I know this sounds like the complete opposite of what you might want to do. Why would you want to sit with those painful emotions? Why would I want to embrace my hate or sadness or pain? But that was the key to the first step of this healing journey. Embrace and honor all of my emotions, all of the uncomfortable ones too. I knew that hating the process would not help me move through it. It would just make things way more difficult. And it was so hard for a period of time. So what does embracing and honoring emotions look like? One thing that I did was share the grief I was experiencing with the people in my life I knew would hold space for me to do that. That has always been very important to me and so helpful in all of the losses I've experienced, as it helps me process the situation and my thoughts about it. Further along in the chapter, Tick writes, if you feel irritation or depression or despair, recognize their presence and practice this mantra. Dear one, I am here for you. You should talk to your depression or your anger just as you would to a child. You embrace it tenderly with the energy of mindfulness and say, dear one, I know you are there and I am going to take care of you, just as you would with your crying baby. So this is what I did. I recognized the presence of those emotions and practiced sitting with my emotions with tenderness and compassion and without judgment. I'm going to repeat that because it was such an important thing for me to learn and be reminded of that I'm still reminding myself of today, to sit with my emotions with tenderness and compassion and without judgment. That was pretty difficult most times because I would question myself, you know, why am I feeling this relationship heartbreak so deeply? Why am I still sad? This is so frustrating. Why do I feel hate for this grief? Why can't I move through this process faster? Why am I going through another breakup? I didn't want to feel that overwhelming sadness anymore. I didn't want to cry anymore. I was tired of all of it. But I was very aware that I needed to stop judging what I was feeling and just be. This is what honoring and embracing emotions looks like, being present without judging what I was feeling. It gets easier with more practice, but in the beginning, I wanted to avoid my feelings. So to help me in this process, some of my friends and coaches suggested picturing a younger version of me, like a 5 or 6 year old Vanessa. What would I say to her? How would I comfort her? How would I tell her that everything would be okay and that she was safe to feel how she wanted to feel in the moment? It was a really challenging exercise to do, but I needed to allow myself, to give myself permission to feel every emotion. This reminds me of a quote from the poet Rumi, who says, treat each guest honorably. So whatever emotions came up, I needed to treat each of them honorably, which also means not avoiding any of the uncomfortable emotions and facing my pain. And that will be the topic for next week's episode. I appreciate you so much for listening. Please like and subscribe to my show if you haven't done that already, and consider rating and writing a review so it helps others find my podcast. If you have any questions or you'd like to connect with me, my email address is hello@vanessachu.com.